Does your basement leak only when it rains? At PermaSeal, we believe your basement should be dry all the time. For a free estimate, you know who to call, PermaSeal. 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Lauren, Mary, and Kevin all have a story to share today in the newsroom temp check. Let's start with Lauren. What do you got, Lauren?
So, you know, I feel like we've been talking about this for years and years, passwords, how important they are, because hackers just have gotten so sophisticated, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe that it is still a problem that so many people, millions of people, keep using very easy to guess passwords. So Forbes came out with the list again. And so right now, this one I've never heard actually, but number one in terms of easy, most common password is secret.
Oh, that's a good one.
The next one is 123456. And then it's password. And then QWERTY, which I've never heard QWERTY, but 4 and 5 both start with Q-W-E-R-T-Y.
A QWERTY keyboard.
Oh, that makes sense. I was like, what? Is there some word I don't know? But yeah, so a lot of these combinations are simply like in a line on the keyboard or easy words like password, password 1, ABC 1, 2, 3. Also, I love you, baseball, monkey, sunshine, apparently in the top 20.
Monkey.
How many different passwords do you think you have, Lauren?
Well,
do you have one with different variations?
Exactly. That's mm-hmm. my thing.
So I have it's voice... Labco 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Exactly. Yeah. I was kind of thinking back, like what would maybe be the easiest to guess password I've ever created? And I think it was something
like your birthday.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't that. I was signing up for something and I kept having issues with it not accepting the password I was saying. So I eventually went to like, why is this thing being so stupid? !123. Why? It was like something really long like that. I don't know. Have you guys ever used a really easy password?
Probably in the very beginning of having to have passwords. And I think, I don't know if it's people get lazy mm-hmm. or they just
forget.
Or it's a generational thing. Yeah, but there's got to be a good place to store this stuff.
Well, they have apps for that now, which is good.
And then you got to have the password for that.
Yeah, as long as you don't forget that one.
Yeah, you can't remember how to find that. It's just,
yeah. One of the craziest things I remember is in school, I think this was high school, the school decided to have students, for their passwords, be a type of version of their social security number. Eventually
gravy.
They learned that they should not be doing that and changed it, but it helped me remember my social security number.
I don't even like it when people, and I won't do it, when people email me and ask me for like, and it's legitimate people, ask for, okay, I need you to fill out this paperwork, I need your social security. I'm not emailing that to you.
Right. Yeah. Agreed.
Kevin, what about you?
Have you ever been to the Olympics, any of you? Winter, mm-mm. summer?
Mm-mm. No.
Nope.
2028, that'll be quite the moment for LA, right? In a few years, they've got the Summer Olympics. Next year, it's in Italy. This one is one of those crazy sports auction stories. Do you guys know the first Olympics hosted on U.S. soil? Any guesses?
No.
No. Lauren,
was
Mary?
Was it
LA?
East Coast?
No.
Nope.
Utah.
Midwest.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Here?
I didn't know this.
Gary?
First Olympics hosted. Yes, Gary. A beer Olympics, maybe. First Olympics hosted on U.S. soil. This was in St. Louis.
Oh.
1904, the first Olympics held in the United States. A gold medal awarded at those Olympics was auctioned off. Any guesses for how much it went for?
Couple million? I don't know.
Whose was it?
I didn't read that far in the story, Mary. Friday, okay? I'm just doing headlines right now.
Skimming.
It was American Fred Schul.
Oh, Fred, yeah.
I don't see 110 meter hurdles.
No. Okay.
Oh, maybe only a couple hundred thousand.
It went for, Mary, any guesses?
$50,000.
$545,000, yeah. The 1904 St. Louis Olympics medal went for.
I did see that somewhere. That's amazing.
Have they had them in St. Louis since?
I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
I feel like it's kind of weird to buy a medal from someone.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
like,
there's a lot of stuff that gets auctioned off that you can't believe people are spending
money.
It's
like, where are their relatives?
Unless it's an investment. I mean,
sure, if you're into the sports memorabilia game, sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Poor Fred, he has no relatives.
Fred, no God, he's got nothing. Fred's got nothing.
This one came from his family's collection, Mary.
Wow. Those jerks.
How rude.
Yeah, they're also a half
Fred
a million.
Fred has a family that just doesn't love him.
Half a million dollar richer.
Money better.
Come on. Right. It's a piece of, it's a medal. You could get over half a mil for it.
That's true. Mary, what about you?
Okay, do you guys remember Octomom?
No.
Oh, the one,
didn't they like split
Come
or
on,
whatever?
Plier, you got to remember.
Did she have like the plastic surgery weird face?
No, 2009.
Something
she had,
K plus 8 or whatever.
She
that
had eight
show?
Babies. I mean, she had them physically. Yes.
That's how it works, Mary.
How are they doing?
Think about 8 of them. Oh, my gosh, the pain. Anyways, this was just 16 years ago. She already had 6 children, if you remember this story. And then she was implanted with 12 embryos. 8 survived. Oh, she was criticized and questioned because she was already a single mom, struggling mom. And she had these 6 kids. She decides she wants
more. She was nuts.
Yeah, and we all thought that. And it was like, but she went under the limelight. We have not heard from her. Well, of course, here she comes in a People exclusive interview because her kids are turning 16. They just turned 16, actually, this month. And there's going to be a miniseries, a Lifetime movie. I Was Octomom is the name. And then Confessions of Octomom. This is premiering on the 8th and the 10th. Of March.
Can I share one other nugget for my story as I continue to read the entire story? Those 1904 St. Louis Olympics were originally awarded to Chicago, but organizers of the World's Fair in St. Louis feared competition for attendees protested against a second international event held at the same time.
That was a heavy lift for Chicago to do those World Fairs. So
this was the World Fair in St. Louis. So they had it at the same time.
Well, anyway, back to my story. It was a heavier lift.
I thought it was over.
I mean, 8 babies, you guys.
What's with the 8 babies?
How old are they now?
Babies? They're 16, I just said. This is the story. They're turning 16, and the kids are the ones that want their story told. So they are. They wanted her mom to do this docuseries.
Are they all the same age?
They probably all want... Okay, but Octomom's already a grandma because she had 6 older kids and one of them became a parent. So she's a grandma now.
Congratulations to her.
Her name was Natalie Nadia Suleiman. Do you remember her?
Okay. That name
sounds
familiar.
You can see her kids. They're really cute.
No, thanks. I'm good. All right, top stories from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom are next. Thanks, guys.